Would all the members and staff of the Senate and the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Proverbs 14:12 reminds us that there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would give us wisdom to make decisions which would reflect your character and help our state thrive. Help us to remember to seek your guidance and not lean only on our own understanding. Help each of us to remember that we are not perfect and that all of us fall short of your glory. We ask that you would give us humility as we work together to accomplish the work set out before us. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. Quorum has been established. Senator from the 7th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
I've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Jefferson County.
Mr. President, I have two guests, Galen Erickson and Joe Patterson. If you would both please stand. They are the father and uncle of the majority floor leader of the state house. If everyone would please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the Pattersons to the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. The chair would like to introduce a very special guest to my right and to your left. Please welcome Elijah Mayfield, and today is Elijah's 28th birthday. Can the Senate wish Elijah a happy birthday? Chair would also like to introduce Ms. Claudia Kehoe to be here today for the Secretary of State. Can we welcome Claudia Kehoe to the chamber? Introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the first.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Your resolution shall be printed in the journal. Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
I would briefly. Thank you. Thank
Proceed.
You, Mr. President. On Saturday, January 20th, the first Senate district got one person larger, and it is my fourth grandchild, Murphy Douglas Beck, who was born to my son, and it's their first kid. Really proud to have it. beautiful little baby. He's healthy and everything's going great. He weighed in at a whopping 6 pounds, 12 ounces, and was 19 inches long. And just so grateful that everything's working out. And I just wanted to share that with the Senate body. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
And no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 27, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to SCN 2A Awareness Day.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Platte County appeared to be first on his feet with a very heavy deck of material.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1350, introduced by Senator Luke DeMeyer, an act relating to public contracts.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1351, introduced by Senator Luke DeMeyer, an act relating to the release of certain confidential information by the Division of Geology and Land Survey.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1352, introduced by Senator Luke DeMeyer, an act relating to the commercial transactions.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1353, introduced by Senator Brown, 16, an act relating to reimbursements to jails.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1354, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for certain broadband communications service equipment.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1355, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to grants to employers for the purpose of enhancing cybersecurity.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1356, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to fees paid to the Missouri Emergency Response Commission.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Scott County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1357, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to maternal mortality.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1358, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to vehicle dealers.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 20th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill to introduce. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1359, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to mutual insurance companies.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two more bills. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1360, introduced by Senator Brown 16, an act relating to incentives for converting a business to produce certain chemicals.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1361, introduced by Senator Brown 16, an act relating to County Development Disability Resource Board taxes.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 3rd District.
Mr. President, I will wait. Thank you.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, would you ask the President if there are messages from the House, and if so, please have them read?
There are messages in the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following members to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to HCR 28, Representatives Tolson, Reich, Reddy, Stevens, Kelly 127, Berger, Stacy, Brown 27, Barnes, Bangert, and Meredith. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 37, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. House Concurrent Resolution number 37, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 102nd General Assembly, second regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the hall of the House of Representatives at 10:15 a.m. Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, to receive a message from the Honorable Mary R. Russell, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Shelby.
President, I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of State Address from the Honorable Michael Parson, Governor of the State of Missouri.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess.